Hey everybody, Jonathan here from Jake and Jonathan. Just giving you a little pre-announcement to tell you that our podcast merch is now available before Christmas so that it arrives on time for Christmas. This year's limited edition one print merch is a very beautiful t-shirt with Gandalf on the front saying 1,000 sticks. This is the 1,000 sticks merch. It's the official t-shirt of the Jake and Jonathan podcast. Now, how do you find it? You just go to teespring.com/stores/JakeJonathan, or you can find that link in the show notes somewhere. This is limited edition, meaning we will never print it again, just like last year's t-shirts. There's just one print run. We do it for a few weeks just before Christmas, and then that's the end of it, and then there'll never be an option to buy it again. This year, I think it's a pretty cute, funny t-shirt. It's the little Gandalf that you can see hiding in the background of the podcast art, and that's all it is. Very minimal. Very, very minimal. So if you buy this t-shirt, do send us a picture of yourself wearing it, either on Twitter or on Instagram, or to pbc@ajsmart.com. Definitely check it out. And also, notice that the dark t-shirt is more expensive than the light t-shirt, and that is because it is Gandalf the space gray version of it. It's not just a black t-shirt. This t-shirt is space gray. So we had to make it more expensive for no reason. Also, you notice the t-shirts are kind of expensive. This has nothing to do with us. We're basically making no money from these things. It's just these t-shirt printing websites are super expensive. So we're probably getting about $1 or $2 for every t-shirt you buy. That's not the point of this. It's just so that we get to, get a few people wearing these t-shirts and supporting the podcast. So enjoy the rest of the podcast. That's teespring.com/stores/JakeJonathan. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Jake and Jonathan.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Why are we being so funny, Jake?
Well, it's funny, actually. I should let you listen, because to my ears, it sounds like it's amplified. Because I'm listening to the audio from the mic.
It's really awkward for me.
And it's almost more awkward because it sounds like we're being amplified, like in the whole in the whole space.
Yeah.
We should say where we are, because it's not where we normally are.
We're at the airport
together
in New York.
Well, technically, New Jersey.
Oh, it's Newark, New Jersey, is it?
Newark, New Jersey.
Ah.
We both happened to be in New York on the same day.
Coincidentally.
Separate activities. And we also happened to be leaving on the same day. And we also happened to be leaving from the same airport and
from the same gates.
Same airline. Yeah. So.
And also your flights got delayed, so that our flight times are pretty much the same now as well.
We are in lockstep. The universe wanted this podcast to happen.
Definitely.
We communicated about this beforehand, and I brought my podcasting equipment. I have the handy Zoom here. And then when I turned it on, so we're just sitting at a gate.
Oh,
where
here we go.
Oh, some good background sounds.
Let's leave it.
Any unknown person attempts to give you any item.
This one could go on for a while.
As soon as I find an item, I'm going to give someone an item.
I'm going to give someone this SD card, because I forgot my SD card. I turned it on and it was like, no SD card. And I was like, oh, because we were going to record.
Oh, no, it's in Spanish.
Oh, this is just going to keep going.
This is like a class. Jason, leave all this in. It's real life. Hey, by the way, anyone listening? I'm really sick right now. Like, I have a really bad, disgusting cold. And so every so often, first of all, my voice probably sounds weird, but every so often you'll hear me coughing and sniffling and blowing my nose. And
your voice actually sounds amazing.
It probably sounds deeper
really
than
tough.
Usual.
Yeah.
Hey, hello, ladies. How are you doing? Yeah. So, but that's good. I'm glad we're doing one in the airport. It's a chilled one. I think we're both a little bit subdued. I mean, I'm fucking sick.
Yeah, and I'm on Pacific time, but so I'm a bit sleepy. But
what were you in not Berlin? What were you in New York for? And you probably can't say who, but like, what were you?
Yeah,
up to?
I was here doing a talk. So this was a talk for a private, for a company who has a leadership. They're like the top 50 people in the company, and this is kind of a big company. So I thought it would be a cool chance to talk about sprints. And
oh, you
and
were
it,
talking about sprints. What a
yes,
surprise.
Talking about design sprints.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you usually don't talk about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, no, it's cool because I think a lot of situations we're in, we're talking to, I think it's true for you too, we're talking to like, there's one person who starts it off in the company. They're like, yeah. they get into it and they're like, oh, yeah, let's bring this in here. And it's kind of cool to get to talk to the bosses and, you know, have the bosses maybe do it from the top down because then it can happen a lot faster.
How do you think they reacted to it?
Well, it's tough to say. It's like a financial crowd. And so I feel like they, I don't know what's going on in their brains. Like yeah. they laughed at my jokes. They laughed at most of the funny parts. They seemed engaged. They didn't ask as many questions at the end, which I usually take to be not such a good sign.
Like that they weren't that interested?
That
or
maybe they weren't as interested. But it can, you know, it's hard to say. I always feel like when you're in a different culture, it's hard to know what to pay attention to, what not to pay
yeah.
attention to.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's often a thing when I'm doing like a talk or a workshop and I'm looking into the audience and people look really grumpy
yeah.
or just not don't really look engaged. And then like 3 weeks later, you get an email from them saying, hey, it would be really great to do something like this again. It was amazing. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It seemed like no one gave a shit.
Yeah, I know. It's yeah. So who knows? Who knows? We'll see. But at any rate, I gave it I gave my best
you gave
effort.
Your best shot.
Yeah. I worked really hard on it. You know, I find myself every time I give a talk, like revisiting the deck.
You don't just repeat it.
I do repeat it, but I always change it. I try to modify it so that it matches the audience. I try to also, even if some of the slides and content tend to be the same from talk to talk, I try to really practice and work on how am I going to talk about those things so that it matches who these folks are and what their problem is, what they're looking for. So I did that a bunch with this was interesting because there was like an activity. They wanted to do some stuff, but there was only an hour and a half. It's tough to give a talk and have much activity in an hour and a half. I don't have a good recipe for that. I did note and vote. And then I did in a sprint story that I tell often, the Savvy Oak story.
Yeah. So sick of that one.
So sick of that one. So I'm sure.
Sick of
I love it. I love it. I could keep telling it for my whole life. I made parts of it interactive. So I had them guess what was going to happen as if they were the decider. You get to choose the target on the map. You get to choose which sketches you would test. I don't know how that went.
How many people were in the room?
50.
Okay. Were they all at separate tables or just all facing you?
They were all facing me. They were at tables. Yeah. So then I had them do a note and vote at the end, and they were working in like groups of three for the note and vote, which is okay. It's actually maybe optimal for it to be a bit bigger. So you see the sort of benefits of the, I love the background sounds. This is a clinic in professional podcasting right now.
I'm dying.
But it's amazing that we're doing it. You know, we first meant to do it in the hotel. We met at my hotel.
Yeah. And then we just chatted.
And actually, it would have been a great podcast, but we were.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I wrote some of the things down that we
talked
about.
We can go
that
back to
we
them.
Should talk, that we could talk about on the podcast. You
and
know?
Then we were going to do it in the car to the airport, but I left it in the trunk, the stuff.
Ah, didn't matter anyway.
Yeah. It would have been good because we were commenting on what we saw as we drove from the city to out to the airport here.
So, in one of the most recent reviews, someone talked about the fact that one of the big topics on this podcast. Is the podcast itself.
Oh yeah, it's almost
we just talked about the podcast all the time. And I think it's actually worth mentioning right now, we're having this major growth spurt and I don't know why it's happening, but every month we have quite a lot more listeners and every episode is getting a lot more listens than they usually do. So we seem to be adding up to, let's say, 500 new podcast subscribers.
I like
per
how
month.
You almost said a shitload, but then you caught yourself. You're like,
ton.
Is it actually a shitload? Or
it's
is
not
it,
a shitload. It's only 500.
It's just
but five, as in threshold. We're adding like 500 people who are staying. We are getting way more than 500 new listens every month.
Yeah.
But like 500 people are coming in every month, which seems like a lot.
It does
for
considering
a podcast
about nothing.
Yeah, it's a.
A podcast
about nothing
itself.
We're traveling right now and we're just like, oh, fuck it, just make a podcast. Oh, fuck it, just make a podcast. And I'm sniffling so disgusting. I'm just waiting. So I just read the box of the nasal spray. And yesterday I didn't pay attention to this. I was just spraying it whenever I needed it. It says don't use it more than twice in 24 hours.
How many times do you think you used it yesterday? Yeah.
At least 4 times. I did at least 4.
Well, it wasn't like 100. That's probably good. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but we let you get away with more, I think, in the U.S.
In the U.S.
I was with Stefan Croissant the other day, and when he was visiting us, he had a cold, and I don't want to. Now I gave
French
it away.
People Sorry. Always have colds.
Yeah, he's Swiss, but
French people always have colds. I said
we went to
I'm just trying to be a piece of shit.
Anyway, we went to the pharmacy, and he was like, "Wow, like this
you
is
can get everything. You don't even need to." Like, I went to CVS. Is it? Is it called CVS?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I call it.
So it's a
you can't pronounce that.
It's CVS.
CVS.
I went there, and it's this massive, massive, massive drugstore with everything in it. Anyone listening from Germany, imagine if the Apotheke, instead of the Apotheke, imagine if it was like a massive, massive supermarket. And then there's also just a pharmacy in there where you can just ask for whatever you want, and there's no questions asked, and you just buy all the painkillers and all the
To be fair, there's the pharmacy part where you do have to have a prescription. Yeah.
And but then, it's nice that they consult you for the other stuff.
Right, there's Yeah, I don't know. Is that normal to have the pharmacist there? And then they have the over-the-counter section, which is huge. It's like a supermarket of
It's massive. I was able to get quite a lot of stuff today. Yeah. So I got like this stuff called Mucinex DM, which I'm holding in my hand.
Yeah.
So Mucinex DM is a controls cough, thins and loosens mucus, and immediate and extended release. I don't know if I would say immediate.
What about extended?
Extended? I don't know. I need to take more. I feel like I need
would
to get more.
Would you say extended release?
Yeah. The problem is that I'm worried about being on the plate. Last night, I tried to sleep. This is exciting for people. Last night, I tried to sleep and
people
I
love this.
Coughed.
They love. Yeah. People always write in. More about falling
about
asleep.
The coughing. Instead of falling asleep, I just coughed all night. I coughed from like, let's say 12 midnight till about 5 a.m. I was just coughing the whole time.
Oh, that's good. That's good times.
Yeah. And I don't want that to happen on the plane. Not just for me, but for other people. I mean, it's not a long flight. It's like 8 hours, but 8 hours of me coughing.
Probably not exactly people's top entertainment choice for the long haul flight.
This is the noise I need to make. So I had a question. I had something came up in the car that I thought we could. Oh yeah. So one of the things we were talking about is myself and Jake also once mentioned in the reviews is that we're always just complaining about stuff.
Yeah.
And so we were just complaining about stuff, even though we're very lucky and we get that point, right? Although no one calls us out on it, so it's fine.
We each have a Starbucks cup the size of like a.
It's way too big. I got the Grande one.
Barrel.
I thought Grande was the small one. But tall is the small one. It's so stupid. Okay, wait. The topic we were talking about was, would we ever consider going back to normal jobs?
Yeah.
Like, would we ever consider just being like, you know what, this kind of freelance or entrepreneur life is just too much?
Yeah.
You know, what was it? What are your thoughts on that? Well, I know already.
Yeah, we talked about it already, but I...
Talk about it again.
Yeah, let's talk about it again. It would be tough. It would be tough to go back because the idea... I remember there's a... My favorite, you know, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Yeah. See, my favorite one is with Joel Hodgson.
He's the guy
who did Mystery Science Theater 3000. You know that?
He what?
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
I don't know that.
Oh, that's great. You got to check it out. Mystery Science Theater 3000 or MST3K is this show. I think it started in the 90s. And it's like old, really bad movies, like sci-fi movies. Or mysteries. That's where the Mystery Science Theater comes from. And they just basically make fun of it, of the movies. And it's like this, you know, it's comedians and they have these little like it's a guy and then these two puppet robots. And they're sort of like, there's a silhouette of them, like they're watching it in the theater. And they just make fun of it. And it's really funny.
Oh, I just found some more toilet. I was looking for tissue. I was like, we'll have to stop this podcast if I don't find some tissue right now. Sorry. But I'm super happy now. Okay, sorry. Continue. Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah, Mystery Science Theater.
Teacher,
anyway.
Theater.
So Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with the guy, Joel Hodgson, who's the creator of Mystery Science Theater 3000, is a great one. And he's, gosh, the heck were we talking about before? There's a great quote in that one.
Back to work.
Oh, yeah. John was talking about going back to work, and I was saying, like, the idea of having a boss. So Jerry Seinfeld and Joel Hodgson are talking about, for a comedian, why the idea of, like, having a boss is so funny. Like, and they're like, so, you know, this whole little back and forth with them about, if you look at it with fresh eyes, the idea that somebody is going to be the boss of you and tell you what to do, and, like, everybody's going to agree that that's how it works, it's pretty crazy. And I think when you have been away from that environment, that part would be tough to go back to. Then there's this other side where it's like, well, it could be nice to just like have a place to go where they figure out
but
the parameters.
Nice if someone tells you what to do.
They do it. Yeah. And it's nice. They tell me what to do. I don't have to think about, I don't have to evaluate for myself what's worthwhile. They'll tell me what's worthwhile. Yeah. And then there's also this other part where it's like, oh, if you go back, then maybe using the perspective for having been on your own, and like to go back and say, wait a second, because this all started, I think we were talking about an acquaintance of ours who is in a situation with their work where it's like
super chilled.
Oh yeah, the super chilled one. But then there's also the situation where it's like bureaucratic, like like dumb rules,
dumb stuff. Yeah.
And it's so tempting to say, oh, let me add it. Like, I want to go in there and just say those rules are so dumb, like in that situation. But anyway, I don't know. I think the short answer is no. No. I don't think I could go back. But who knows?
I think, for me, I've never really been in a job for more than 6 months was the absolute max. And I think for me, it just wouldn't even be going back. It would be like, I'd have to do it for the first time. I would have to work for someone for the first time. And I think I would have a lot of empathy for bosses now that I've been one for so long. I would empathize a bit more with bosses, actually, because it's also like a fairly thankless job if you think about it. Like someone's telling you what to do, but they kind of have to. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's their literally their job to tell you what to do. It's literally their job to do things that will make people not like them. It's like, oh, by the way, you're not going to be liked because you're going to have to tell people what to do, and nobody likes being told what to do.
And yet everybody wants to be the boss.
Everybody wants to be the boss. Yeah. I think the boss feeling also depends. I'm doing air quotes here.
Yeah, you're there.
It also depends on who you're working with. Sometimes you're working with people, I mean, in my life, where you just have to really be boss. Like, you have to just be cold. Kind of almost like just have to act like a boss. But then there's a lot of people where it doesn't feel like that, where it's just you feel like you're on the same page. And you probably had that with managers as well at Google.
Totally.
Where you didn't feel like you were being bossed around.
That's right. Yeah, actually in those situations, I would say that was when it worked, when I felt like I didn't have a boss. Then there is a kind of work culture and a kind of person who can be a great boss and basically, you know, be an umbrella for the bad stuff and kind of clear that away so that their team is free and to operate and remove obstacles and help be a helper. That still means that person, that boss, is in like they're just dealing with crap all the time.
Yeah.
So.
But the reason they're the boss is because that's their career path and they're doing it on purpose. I think a lot of people, there's the theory that it's called like, I don't actually remember what it's called, but there's a lot of companies that just their only career path to making more money is through becoming a manager. Which is a really bad idea.
I think it's like pretty much every company.
Yeah.
Like it's so hard to have an individual contributor career path and
but
have it actually work.
Because a lot of people should never be a boss. A lot of people should never be involved in having to coordinate people.
I don't think I should. I mean, I
don't think you should. No.
Yeah.
Especially I think with that SD card situation we just had.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That was actually quite funny, though.
I left John here at the gate C105 waiting area and walked all around the airport and found a SD card for sale. It was at a store, and the women who sold to me showed me a picture of some burgers that one of them was making with cheese on the inside of the patty. It looked pretty good, actually.
Cool. I'm getting hungry, actually.
Yeah, I know. We may have to break for dinner here at some point.
It's getting louder. All right, Albert Teresa, relax.
And anyway, but so this podcast better be worth $44 because I think that's how much it costs.
This podcast episode. I mean, look, here's the thing with the podcast. We're getting more and more and more listeners now. We're getting more and more leverage. At a certain point, we're at a certain point, we're going to have like such a big audience that it will be the biggest conference on the planet. And we'll just be like selling one sponsorship read for like 80,000 million euro.
Totally. Oh, man. I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Did we say that the SD card turned out to be in the thing the whole time?
We didn't say that. We actually did have an SD card.
That's the fun part about this story is that when I got back from that journey and had bought the card and ripped open the package, it turned out the SD card was actually in there, but I hadn't put it all the way in.
You can never have too many SD cards.
You can actually. You? I think now I have
now
one
you
too,
have
many.
Too many. Now you have way too many SD cards. I was in New York for, I know you didn't ask. I'm just asking my own question.
I want to keep talking about the SD card.
I was in New York taking part in a design sprint. My first design sprint in a long time. I probably do about 2 per year.
Okay.
Like as in I drop in to just check the quality of it and see what we're up to. And then also sometimes it's nice with this specific client, we've been working with a lot of New York. I think I can't mention them yet. So I'll just say this specific client.
Sure. That's actually the company's name.
Yeah, that's the name of their company. They've already booked a couple of sprints for next year as well. So I wanted to just see what they're up to, what sort of challenges they have. Really, really nice groups of people we've been working with there. But that's not the point of this story. The point of this story is my concept won.
It was, my concept was chosen by the decider.
Yes, and that's basically it means
nice,
I'm the best designer.
Done. That means you're the best
world.
Designer in New York, at least
in New York City. I'm
Possibly
the best designer
state.
In New York City.
Yeah. Well, well done. Well done.
Thank you.
That means you're the best in two cities, Berlin and New York.
Yeah, it was
York.
Really good. I have to say, Fedor from AJ and Smart, his concept was also really good.
Yeah.
It almost got selected. And it was kind of frustrating to watch, you know, because I couldn't, you can't like convince
can't
anyone. So
yeah.
I just had to sit there silently while the decisions were being made.
Have you ever been in a situation where someone chose your idea and you realized either at the time or later that like it was not the best?
I don't think I've ever done a concept that wasn't the best idea. No, honestly, I usually know whether my concept is good or not.
Okay.
And there are times when I know this is just going to be a weak concept.
Yeah.
And sometimes when that's selected, I feel bad because I feel our team didn't do a good job. Because if my weak concept gets selected,
I see.
It means the rest of AJ and
somebody
Smart
else should have
even shitter
up.
Concepts.
Yeah. Okay.
But this time
it was actually good.
There was good concepts. Yeah.
Okay.
There was we had 12 concepts. There was 12 people in the sprint. It was actually weirdly not stressful at all.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't. It was really chill. The decider was really you know what this is like when you have like a really assertive, smart, fast decider.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just makes everything so
best.
Much easier.
Oh, so good.
She was just like, yeah we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And there was like, she had kind of an authority as well.
Yeah.
Like it was good. I'm going to bring her to all other client sprints as well.
We bring our own decider. Yeah.
No, it was good fun. It was cool to be in it. It was cool to be in New York. Every time I see the sprint process in action, I'm always just so shocked that it works so fucking well. And I also love seeing like older corporate employees seeing this happening for the first time and just being like, you know, there is this almost like aha moment for everyone. Like, oh my God, that's really, you know, someone said in the sprint, which I love hearing this and you hear this as well, but this was a really big one. It was like, this would have taken us 3 years to get to this point.
Oh yeah.
I love hearing it like when it's multiple years.
That's amazing. Yeah, actually, you don't usually hear that.
And that was on the start of the second day. That was just about aligning on the scope.
Wow.
It was just
that's
about
usually
day
people
one.
People don't even like that part.
Usually people don't like day one that much, but they were already like, wow, we're so aligned already.
That's cool.
It was really cool. Really, really nice. And I'm going to be back in New York more often.
Yeah, I haven't done a design sprint since February. I've just been
What did you do?
Workshops.
Who
and
was
stuff.
That with? Or is it?
It was with like a basically like a social good sort of startup. Okay. Like their intent is to be for profit.
Can you whisper their name? Or would I even know them?
You wouldn't. But
Apple. I was working on something called the iPhone.
Yeah. In February, I invented the iPhone. That was my concept.
That was my concept.
Got,
oh
my
god!
Apple in this print.
Let's listen to this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Smart bag. What's a smart bag? Oh, it's a bag with a charger in it.
Yeah. Which doesn't seem super smart.
I'm not going to get a smart bag if I have to detach a battery every time I get on a plane.
Oh man, another thing to forget.
Yeah, great.
I can't even remember my SD card in. So.
CD player.
CD player.
Why do you bring a CD player with you?
I know I have the CD player here.
So
you don't want
CD
to listen
players.
To CDs?
I listen to CDs 24/7. So yeah, we've gotten to the end of topics.
Yeah. No. So I thought of a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say that I have a design sprint in 2 weeks, and
cool.
I'm excited about it
because
of what you're saying. Like, it would be fun to see it again.
Will
like
you
to
put
see
a concept
process
in?
Again.
Will you draw a concept?
Totally.
Yeah.
I actually know a bit about the topic we're going to be working on, and I already have my idea ahead of time.
Let
for
us
what
know
I'm gonna sketch.
In this podcast episode 2 weeks from now if the decider chose your concept.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think they will. I think it's a bit controversial, but it'll be good to push the team.
I think
anyway. We'll see.
I think one of the reasons sometimes I'm in sprints so rarely that I can't have the opportunity for my concepts to win all the time.
Yeah.
But I knew the reason that this concept won or was one of the decider votes was I just make them super simple. I just make them like extremely, I focus on like one very small thing, like one very small idea. And I feel there's a tendency to try to do like the entire app as a concept.
Oh, yeah. You know who used to do that all the time in our design sprints is Braden Coetz, who's an awesome designer.
Yeah.
He's a design partner at Google Ventures. And
How much of these? No, how much of these can you hear in the headphones? You
don't. I don't know. I can't totally tell because it's so loud.
Like Jason will not be able to edit this because you can't. It's just going to have to be freeform.
It's kind of amazing. I think people are going to love it.
I think people are going. It's like a feeling of being in an airport.
Yeah,
that's what you've always wanted.
So real. That's. I mean, really, that could be a whole spin-off podcast. Just ambient.
This is our life anyway. Yeah. You know, they're getting to have a part of our business, our business travel life. Business.
I know what I was going to say. New York. You were talking about being in New York. What is it about New York that makes it great?
Oh, it's really one of the best places on the planet. I think it's got a lived-in-ness and like a like everything does look like it's been battered like by life. There's something about it that just feels very, very real. I don't even know how to describe it. Yeah. Like Berlin, I love, and Europe is great.
Berlin's a bit battered and real.
Yeah, it is battered, but somehow it looks like a bit sanitized when compared to something like New York. New York looks like Blade Runner.
True.
To me.
Yes.
Like,
true.
Me as a European going to New York, I'm like, fully, this is Blade Runner.
Yeah.
The food is amazing. Service is mostly great. People are fun and like love to have a good chat there. Yeah. People are cheeky as well. There's a good sense of humor in the city.
Yeah. Do you find that's not true generally in America? Some of the things you're saying?
San Francisco is not the same.
In terms of cheekiness or friendliness of people?
Friendliness, yes. Cheekiness, no. There's like an attitude in New York. There's like an attitude of...
Yeah.
There's an attitude slash kind of almost like a bit of a dark humor, dark sense of humor.
Okay,
Which I don't see in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's a bit
probably
more sanitized
common.
There. Yeah. I think it's also because in San Francisco, people are a bit more afraid to say anything.
Like, yeah.
Don't say a word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you will get in a lot of trouble.
Oh, I think, man. Yeah, you and I were talking about a funny example of that. I wonder if we could.
No, we can't talk about that.
Yeah.
We shouldn't. We should never talk about that stuff on our podcast because we'll just.
You're right. Forget it.
Some
never
fucking
mind.
Asshole will write in and we'll. You know how we'll deal with it. Just delete. Oh,
this is a good
like
one. This is louder. A good one. Yeah.
It feels like they're getting closer. Oh, you know why? It's because people are boarding right next to us. Look, look behind you. They're boarding right there.
Oh, this is going to be the best part of this episode.
Best podcast. No, New York, for me, is a very special place to visit. I really, really love it. I just love being there.
Did you see a lot of movies or TV shows as a kid? Okay, I'll just
like Friends and stuff?
Yeah, took place in New York.
Yeah.
Because part of it... Is anybody listening who has children 2 years or younger? Because you can get on now. If you saw like movies and TV shows in New York, I definitely did a lot. We all see them all the time. You go there and there is this feeling of like almost nostalgia.
Yeah.
Even though like
that's true,
right? Like
yeah,
which is weird because you know I was there. I visited once as a kid, so I have maybe a few memories from that. But a lot of it is just from like Ghostbusters and like Seinfeld.
It still looks like that. It still has the steam coming out of the streets.
Totally,
is still
the
battered.
Ambient sounds, the honking.
Yeah, the rats are still running around the rubbish, which is somehow the trash, which is just laying everywhere.
Totally,
But in a cool way somehow.
Yeah,
I went to the Comedy Cellar on Sunday night. Do you know the Comedy Cellar? Have you ever heard of it?
You mentioned it another time because this
like
is not your first time there.
Super famous comedy club in New York City. Really like. One of the most well-known, and it was just so it's just like everyone who performs is somehow well-known in some way, so it's like people you've seen on Netflix and they're not really pre-announced, so you just go in,
you don't know
and
what you're gonna get.
You don't know what you're getting and then you have like five people you've definitely recognized before but just in this tiny grungy basement. It's just so New York just has so much culture, like it's got so much like, but it's like new culture. It's not like old cool buildings and stuff, or you know.
Well, there are old cool buildings. Some really well, relative for the United States, but there's right. It feels like it definitely feels like you're like where it's at.
Yeah,
when you're in New York, so there's that feeling
like the
too, right?
Yeah, of the planet.
Yeah, that's cool too.
And it's not that hard to get to from Berlin. So if anyone's listening to this and you're a New York, a potential New York client for AJ and Smart, call 555-3-7-2. I don't have it there. That's not a number. Don't call it. But yeah, San Francisco is quite hard to get to as well for me.
San Francisco is a long way actually from a lot of places.
And there's no direct flights anymore from Berlin. There used to be.
Yeah, right.
So now you basically have to go to like some country, get out. Get to you know, this is going somewhere. This is definitely going somewhere.
This is,
oh my god, it's look at I can see the woman who's doing it. Look, it's her.
She has a good voice.
She's loud.
She's not messing around. I mean,
she's not messing around. We should get on this flight.
I'm tempted because it's commanding, and if you're in the vicinity, you're gonna know that it's time for you to get on.
Yeah,
which sometimes I have been Well, actually, I was at the wrong gate. The one time I missed a flight recently, I was sitting at the wrong gate.
I hope that doesn't happen. What time do you have to board at?
Oh, I think it's a while. My flight is delayed like 2 hours. United, let's see.
Let's have a look here. This is the bit that people want to see, I think.
Let's see. Okay, your inbound plane is now on its way from Fort Myers and is expected to arrive at 5:28. We know this wasn't part of your plans today, so thank you for your continued patience. This is a text message I received from United Airlines. Yeah. Now I'm going to look at the app.
Yeah, I'm using TripIt. You don't use TripIt?
Well, doesn't it seem like a better idea to get the info straight from the airline?
It's often ahead of the airline. Really? I'll get the TripIt notification first. Because they're pulling stuff from the airports as well, it seems.
Oh, I see.
So well, often you'll get the TripIt. If you get TripIt Pro, it's actually quite cool.
Well, I can't do any of that now.
Why not?
It's too late. I mean, I can't. I'm not going to do it with one hand. I'm holding the microphone.
Just do it with one hand.
Yeah, so. Still delayed. So delayed 6:09 p.m. So, yeah, it's 4:14 p.m. now. We have time.
Your boarding is at 6:09.
No, that's when it leaves. Oh, but it won't board for, I mean. We have at least an hour.
Let's do like another 2 hours, like 7 hours of podcast.
Another 7 hours. I'll take a flight tomorrow.
Yeah, you just do the flight tomorrow. Yeah. So I think, the updates are, I'm feeling sick. Oh, I was in Barcelona for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That was cool.
Your lifestyle has finally caught up to you because you're sick.
Yeah.
Last episode I listened to, which is a couple back, you were just
traveling.
You were so confident about your new vodka and soda.
Oh, routine. Yeah. That's one of the reasons I'm invincible. Sick. So I went to Barcelona on Friday and I drank very heavily Friday and Saturday and Sunday into the morning. And I also went swimming in a pool. We were staying in this like quite nice house in Barcelona and I went swimming, but it was freezing. It was way colder than I thought it was going to be. Oh, she's so loud. So I jumped into the swimming pool.
This reminds me of the Key and Peele boarding process.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
People are amazing, though. Yeah. But so I went to, my flight was at, let's say, 9 a.m. I was in the pool at, like, maybe 6 a.m. for, like, only, like, a minute or two. But I just did this to myself. There's no doubt about
it.
I'm sick because, but you know what? Then I arrived in New York, and I was sick, and I still had dinner meetings with people.
What'd you do?
Apparently you've been taking
a lot of cold drugs.
I didn't start taking the medicine until today.
Because
I thought I was going to be able to just like win it, like kind of burn it out
with
alcohol.
Yeah.
And today I'm really feeling it now. Today's the worst day. Like Monday I was in the sprint and I was feeling kind of okay. I did take a paracetamol. And then Monday night I went out and had one or two drinks, really chilled. And I went home early. I told the people, I was like, I'm not feeling well. Last night I kind of pushed everyone to last night because I was sick.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Yeah, it's like a...
But you know what? You only die once. Isn't that what people say?
That's what they say. That's what they say. Well, it's good because I have the opportunity now to catch this virus from you, and I have a bunch of travel and stuff coming up.
I really hope I don't give this to you.
It should be excellent.
It's crazy how many announcements are happening.
Yeah. Is it like this in Europe?
This seems like a lot more like... It's because we're sitting right next to a boarding... It's insane. It's also because they have so many languages they need to do here.
Is it the same gate? No, that gate's done.
What the fuck am I going to call this?
It's behind
you
now.
Oh, there's another one?
We're in between two gates.
We thought we chose a good place to do the podcast. Fuck. What am I going to call this episode? It needs to be something catchy. What could you have learned from this? What could anyone have learned from this?
I mean, do you think it would get a lot of downloads if it was like live from New York City? Do you think that would even though we're not in New York City?
Something like that. New York,
live from New York airport. New York update, live from the airport. That's pretty good. New York update, live from the airport.
I don't feel like it's going to work as a clickbait headline.
Okay.
Amazon's vibrating ring too.
Oh, so good. Hot tips from the airport. Secret airport tips.
Jonathan's. What was it called? This one did really well.
Jonathan is
not happy today.
Jonathan's not happy. See, that doesn't seem.
That is weirdly.
That
I didn't
actually
expect it
doesn't
to explode
seem so
much.
You know, I was thinking. Okay, I listened to the podcast myself enough to know that I always say this when you talk about the numbers. I always say, "What if it's like filled with spam somehow?" But I was thinking, imagine if you were, you know, like let's say Russia, you're trying to interfere with U.S. elections. You're trying to mess with the United States. What if you, as a strategy, as a like hacker strategy, cyber warfare strategy, you just found a way to really convincingly spoof all of the metrics on like social media and like if somebody has a podcast or like YouTube videos to really encourage people to, so they think like they're getting a lot of engagement on everything they do because their overall productivity would plummet. Like if we thought, well, man, every time we make a podcast, we have like hundreds of thousands of, look at all the messages we're getting.
So that we don't do real work?
Just so we don't do real work.
That's
just
to, like, such a cool conspiracy theory.
Just to tank the country. Like, you make the whole country obsessed with meaningless social media stuff. Or
we get obsessed with, like, what's it called? Like, the thing when you want someone else to say that you're doing good.
Yeah, affirmation.
Affirmation or something,
I mean, it probably wouldn't even be that hard to write the bot that sends even, like, emails and, like, direct messages saying, oh, I really loved the most recent episode. Like, just like a, you know, Mad Libs bot.
It's hard.
It's a hot tip if there's any Russian hackers.
You're speaking really quietly because you have the headphones on.
Oh, but
so
I actually
I'm mostly
need to talk.
Hearing these announcements and not you.
Right, because I'm talking into the microphone.
You're talking into the microphone
in real life,
and you have the headphones.
And, the headphones.
I'm just, I see is your lips moving. And hello, everybody.
Children first. Put the children on top.
Yeah. So, no, but I think that's a really great conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's a good one.
Imagine the Russian government is creating these bots that make it look like we're getting a lot of attention, even writing the DMs and everything.
Totally.
Just so we don't do real work.
Just so everybody has a podcast and they're like, it's important for me to do the podcast. Yeah. I have like 100,000 listeners. Yeah. And it's like, you don't have any.
Yeah, fuck. Maybe we should just click the podcast.
Black Mirror.
This is the last, that's the clickbait title. Yeah. This is the final episode of Jake and Jonathan.
Hackers. We're being hacked.
We're being hacked.com.
We're being hacked live.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck it. I don't care. I'm done. I need to pee and I need to eat.
Oh, we're going to stop the episode?
I'm done with it. I don't care anymore.
Where do you think we should eat?
I would like
to have
something.
Jonathan can get into the lounge here and I can't.
Yeah.
You know what is kind of...
How about I go into the lounge and bring you food out?
Especially since we asked and they said no.
Yeah. We already went to the business lounge.
You just figure out where's the line. Yeah. What can I do?
Yeah. The woman was like just not having any of it.
She didn't even... I tried to be very charming about it and very like, look, I want to be up front. I know you can't let me in because I'm not an international
traveler.
She was
like, get out.
She's just like, get out of here. I've heard everything.
Yeah,
buddy.
I've heard every possible version of people trying to get into the
business. But I'm like, well, what are the chances that me and my friend happen to be at the airport? She's like, get out.
Yeah. We should go in there. I sit on your shoulders and you kind of cover your head. I don't know how that works.
Like
a 16
Princess Bride.
Yeah, Princess Bride. And... we just go into the business lounge and get some free food.
Okay.
That's what we should
do. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
honestly, I can go in and get some bread rolls, put them in my pocket. I won't. I could, though. Really wet bread rolls.
Yeah. I hope that sniffle got in there.
Yeah. Fuck.
That was
I'm
a good
feeling.
Good
well, name. I'm going to take one of more of these little Mucinex motherfuckers.
Do you think that's a good brand name?
Mucinex?
It's kind of gross.
Yeah. I don't care. Like, it's going in my mouth.
I guess it's pretty clear what it's for. Mucus. But...
yeah, exactly. All right, Jake, I'm done. I'm super sick of this episode.
Let's finish it. Sing it out.
Oh, when are people going to hear this? Oh, we forgot to say Happy Halloween. It's too late.
Boo!
Oh, that was
this episode is haunted.
Oh, that was a spooky sound, I have to say. By the way, like, there's these iPads on every table, and do you notice that you can order and someone comes to you? So
that's what's going on.
This is Newark Airport. You can, where you're sitting next to your gate, there's an iPad, and you can just like order a wine and someone will come and give it to you.
Oh, wait, let's do one more thing just because this would be the next thing we would do anyway. Let's
order food on here.
Let's look at what the options are.
Okay, so we've got, whoa.
That's a massive
wants me to scan my
food.
Fuck.
Welcome. Scan your boarding pass.
I'm sick of it already. Skip. Stop telling me.
Skip
so
it.
We could go to the raw bar. I don't like the sound of that. I'm all in on the raw bar. We could get wine by the bottle.
I always sandwiches.
We could just get like plain pasta or plain broccoli. I like that. Mm. I like the way do you see the vegetarian meals option?
Vegetarian.
It's just a plate of broccoli.
No. Oh, yeah.
That's so funny. I love
I'll have the broccoli plate.
Roof machine. Who's that? Roof machine. I love that name. That's my favorite name from now on. I'm going to name my second child Roof Machine. Sorry, people are looking at us. All right, Jake, I really need to go to the bathroom.
I'm going to just keep you here until.
I need to go.
Okay.
Jonathan kissed himself. That's what the noise is. All right, are we going to offer to sing it out?
Yeah, let's do it.
Jake and Jonathan. Jake and Jonathan. Jake and Jonathan. Jake and Jonathan.
Live from Newark Airport.
Let's go to the Raw Bar.
Live from Newark Airport and now headed to the Raw Bar.
Ladies
we'll see you there.
Once again, if you're traveling to San Jose, flight 1222, there is no gate of departure 134.
Thanks, everyone.
Good luck on that flight. Bye, everybody.